All right, listen, kid. You've been very bad this year. My old buddy Saint Nick took one look at your name, laughed, and told me to do my worst. He did ask me if I wanted to know what exactly you did wrong, but I laughed and said your search history is enough. That's the thing about Saint Nick. You know, he's still around. He's been around since... Fuck. I mean, I've been around longer, but at least I know how to use the internet. But Saint Nick? Mm-mm. This is his first year with the internet. And that's why, this year, he wanted to do the naughty and nice list a little bit differently. He said it would be easier or something, you know? That we can just base it off of search history. I mean, everyone already has, like, their entire list of basically what makes them good or bad. The thing is, he doesn't know all sorts of weird, depraved shit humans like yourself are up to these days. That's why when he said, do my worst, I had to chuckle to myself. See, back in the day, my worst would involve chaining you up, putting you in my satchel, taking you to the underworld where you would get to meet my mother, Hell. Then I would torture you until I got bored and eventually devour you. But now, with this magical thing called the internet, you kinky fuckers are into things like war. Imagine my surprise the first year someone told me I was fulfilling their war fantasy. A fucking human was able to shock me. It's not as fun to eat someone when they want it. The pain makes them taste so much better. So that begs the question, what is Krampus going to do to you? Firstly, you didn't leave me anything to drink. That's just rude. Just because I'm an uninvited guest doesn't mean I don't deserve politeness. I mean, I prefer brandy, but I would have taken scotch or gin or, hell, even vodka. So now you're stuck with sober Krampus. This could be better for you, but it also could be worse. Quite frankly, I don't know. Secondly, I've seen the porn you get off to. Oh, don't get all panic-eyed. I'm not going to share it with anyone. For both you and me. I wouldn't know what to say if I showed that to someone and they couldn't look you in the eye anymore. That is just an unfair punishment, and that's coming from a literal demon of the underworld. The church hates me so much, they gave me chains to bind me to their devil and tried to outlaw me. But they're the fucking church. They should know you can't outlaw a demon. You think I'm going to disappear because I'm not allowed to be around? Fuck no. That just makes me want to come around more. I get stronger because I'm petty and they're wrong. It's literally my job to punish the bad folks. They're just making it easier on me. Which brings me back to my point. What the fuck am I gonna do with you? I guess I should start with the classic, come on. Give me your wrist. Oh my god. The way you did that with such ease. This isn't your first time being chained up, am I right? That was fucking muscle memory if I've ever seen it. God damn, kid. Alright, come on. Come on up. Yes. Of course I'm going to beat you with a bundle of branches. I haven't decided if I'm gonna eat you or leave you tonight. Don't look at me like that. You don't get a say in what happens to you. In fact, here. Now you can't move. Keep count for me, and I can't believe I have to say this, but try not to enjoy your punishment too much. God damn, you're excited. God. Fucking. Depraved. Humans. God. I swear! Every year they get kinkier. You know I used to be scary to people. Did you know that? I'm a literal demon from the underworld. I'm the daughter of Hell, for fuck's sake. I kidnap and eat children. I propose to women, and I steal their hearts from their husbands. I beat and eat men who misbehave. But nowadays, when a big, strong demon woman breaks into your room to punish you, and do the exact same thing I've always done since the beginning, it's all Yes, demon mommy, or punish me, demon mommy. When did it change? At what point does people become attracted to a creature like me? If we count my horns, I'm 7.5 feet tall. I'm literally a giant who is part goat, and somehow that turns on a little freak like you. I can break you in half without ever breaking a sweat. But that's not my job. My job isn't to break people. My job is to punish the ones who've been fat all year. And you. You've been very bad. God damn it. Don't fucking moan at that. You're not supposed to be enjoying this. At least I could take out my frustration. But it just seems to turn you on more. The meaner I am, the crueler I am, the harder I hit, the more noises you make, and the more turned on you get. And don't fucking deny it. I can literally see it. With every hit against your ass, it's not pain I hear in your voice when you count, but it's pleasure. A perverted human who always wants something more depraved than what they experienced, because it will never be enough. Your greed is going to consume you before I even get the chance. You are going to be feeling me on your ass for days. It's so fucking red. Every time you sit down, it's going to be a reminder of me and how bad you were this year. And how fucking turned on you are by demon breaking into your home and beating you. What kind of sick person gets off on this? You know what? You know what? Get on the fucking ground. Oh, it doesn't hurt. It's supposed to. It's a punishment for misbehaving all year. A demon can hit much harder than a human. And I think you're just now realizing it. How are you still turned on by this? I've humiliated you. I've degraded you. I keep insulting and calling you names. At this rate, you really are nothing but a worthless whore. Since you're so desperate to get off, since all of this is so much fun for you, go ahead, hump my hoof. There we go. That's the look I've been wanting to see. That look on your face of trepidation, of not wanting to do something. That's why I love my job. That look on your face. That's what I live for. It's my purpose. It gets me off. So fucking hump my hoof like the bad slut you've been all year. And while you move your hips like that, and I keep looking down at you, the spit dripping from my tongue all over your lewd body. Remember, I put you in this place like something out of your deepest, darkest fantasy. Happy holidays to you, right? It's all fun and games being spanked, but when the mean goat demon lady tells you to hump her leg until you orgasm, that's where you draw the line. I guess that just means you have to do it. Come on, hump my hoof and I'll praise you. That's what I thought. But you need to work for that praise. Sure, you've been a good person, relatively speaking. It's not like you murdered anyone or supported cops, but because of how that old man Santa or whatever did the list this year, that's why you're here. That's why you are humping a demon's hoof while your ass is bright red. I hope all the orgasms you got to some really filthy stuff was worth it for this moment. I'm sure this is going to end up being another fantasy of yours as well. If you end up enjoying your time with me so much, enjoy having me hold the other side of your chains. And maybe you'll end up even worse next year. I don't even know if you could fathom doing that. What would that even entail? But I know you are going to try to get into my satchel next year, aren't you? You, with me, for an entire year getting this kind of treatment. You would be in paradise, wouldn't you? A sick little whore who gets off on being treated like you're next to nothing. The only issue with that is, you aren't the only desperate slut that's willing to do unspeakable things to be taken back to my home. Only the worst of the worst get taken back, and sadly, from how things are these days, you're pretty normal. Getting off with simple chains, an ass beating, and some hoof humping. Pretty light. I could do so much worse to you. I could have continued to beat you until you were bleeding all over the floor and wouldn't be able to sit down for at least a month. I could have put my sigil in your neck so that every time you get turned on, that feeling instantly goes away and you're denied a whole year without an orgasm. That would literally be cruel and unusual punishment for a dumb slut like yourself, don't you think? I could cut you apart, inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, and eat you slowly throughout the entire year. My little snack, a tasty little treat before bed. In fact, I can even take you to the underworld and give you to my mother. You think I'm nasty? You haven't seen anything. My mother. Hell. She will make you regret ever existing with some of the painful shit she has suggested to me. It's too much for me. Like, keep going. Actually, go faster. I've a lot of other people to visit, and this is taking a lot longer than I expected. Lots of other deplorable humans I have to punish. Honestly, it's a lot for just one demon. I should think about hiring help or something. For the worst of the worst, they would be expecting Krampus, and instead they get my underling. That would be part of the torture. But don't you worry, slut. I'll always make sure to visit you personally. A wretched little thing like yourself deserves a personal touch from your mommy Krampus. That's the closest thing as you're going to get as a compliment from me. I don't do niceties, especially to a mortal as pathetic as you. You're literally humping my hoof like a bitch in heat. I mean, at least a dog has an excuse of being unintelligent. Well, I guess that could be your excuse too. An empty-headed whore with no more intelligence than a bitch in heat. That's what you are right now. And you're loving every second of this, aren't you? Of this treatment? And being treated like you're next to nothing? Come on. You can't hide from me. You can't hide it from Krampus. You're loving every second of this. The humiliation. The degradation. This is something out of a wet dream of yours that you refuse to tell anyone about out of fear of it being too weird. I'll let you in on a secret of yours. And this is for free, I'm not going to lie. This is weird. This is freaky shit. You are a fucking perv. But you also embrace it. Which is why I'm having so much fun with you. A slut. Who knows they're a slut and deserve what they get. Exactly like a dog. I bet I could train you like one as well. Would you like that? Be Krampus's perverted little pet on a tight chain leash, never more than a foot from me, so I could torture you whenever I wanted? Oh, I know you would. Come for me. I want to see if you can be trained. I want to see if you can come on command. Come for me, little puppy. Like the pathetic creature you are. Come while humping my hoof. Oh. That really is despicable. I can't believe you actually did that. You definitely earned a spot in my book. I'm making sure to visit your house, whether you've been naughty or nice, every year. But I must go. I've got other humans to punish, and I've been here for way too long. So I'll be seeing you. What? Well, that's adorable. No, I'm not taking off the chains. Have fun trying to figure it out before morning. Have a happy holiday, little bitch.